Welcome to the Accord Research Alliance podcast, where we talk with innovators who are measuring what matters in Christ-centered relief, development, and advocacy. I'm here together with the steering committee of the Accord Research Alliance, where we just finished up with our 2023 ARA intensive on spiritual metrics. And as we like to do, we like to come together in a raw form, kind of debrief and talk together about what our takeaways were and our reflections on the day. And so I'll allow my esteemed colleagues to introduce themselves. Why don't we start with you, David?
All right. I'm David Bronkema with Eastern University, teaching our PhD in organizational leadership program there.
I'm Rebecca Redfield, the Senior Manager of Listening, Monitoring, and Evaluation at Hope International.
I'm Steve Offit. I'm a Development Studies Professor at Asbury Theological Seminary.
Well, welcome to the table. We just finished our day. It was a full day full of lots of organizations sharing what they're doing and what they're learning in regards to spiritual metrics. What are some key takeaways?
You know, I think just remembering back the past intensives and the comments we received afterwards, it seemed that they always were around the fact that people wanted more kind of practical type things coming out of it. And I just felt today that was accomplished. And one of the things that really jumped out at me, I think I mentioned this to you, Rebecca, while it was going on, is that late in the afternoon, when I remember other sessions used to be dragging, there was just hubbub going on. I mean, the energy level was huge. So I think that was a little bit of an indication that, at least from our point of view, that I think we kind of were able to respond to what the organizations had asked us to improve in.
Thanks, David. Anyone else have other perspectives to share, either in agreement or disagreement with David? All right.
So we're all a little punchy now because we're probably all a little tired, but
I would agree, David. I think something that I really appreciated and enjoyed today was hearing from such a variety of organizations in different stages of evaluating spiritual metrics. And I felt that there was a really healthy and helpful attitude of collaboration and humility in the room.
There were some really poignant moments in the presentations that were given. I think there were some real great takeaways. I think one of the most memorable things that happened actually was when we were talking about things that haven't worked, and Rebecca shared about her Burundi example. I think that really hit home to a lot of people, a very, very powerful learning experience.
I think it was really, I just thinking back to the sessions where we were planning this and just the way the spirit seemed to move and speak through kind of the different people in terms of the ideas that came to the fore. And I think, Rebecca, I think that was your idea about sharing, you know, when things did not go well and what went wrong. And I really liked, you know, here you are sharing about examples of organizations, what they're doing. And I think that spirit of humility was present from the beginning. And then to turn to, but this is, you know, we've seen and that we ourselves have made mistakes as we're doing that. I think it was really built up, I think, again, that all important warning, right, and caution that we just, there's so many times we're just not aware of the impact it can have, which I think, again, it steers us towards, let's take our cues from the local people who know the situation well.
I found that to be a theme throughout the conversations today of acknowledging the difference and the distance between those designing surveys and those taking surveys in terms of design, in terms of use of data, in terms of how it informs actions. I found that to be a theme that kept coming up and up. What does it look like to design in a participatory way to center local community to ensure we're responding?
The other thing that kind of struck me, another theme as well, was that this is just the beginning. And I know this has been a conversation that's been going on for years. This is not a new topic in some ways, but at the same time, it felt like we're on the edge of a new season where participants who came today to be part of this, they walked away with the folder full of resources and tools that organizations are using. So they're actually able to grapple with real instruments that are being used as we, you know, as we go. But not only that, there's new communities being formed around this topic to continue the conversation, to build stronger trust between organizations, to allow for deeper dives into dialogue and maybe difference of perspectives, difference of approaches, which I think is a new season for us that we haven't really been into before. I think that's been an exciting part of the day for me.
Absolutely. We heard from a lot of great partners in this space, including Seeds, with Bruce Wittick and Jeffrey Bloom, the Collaborative for Econometrics and Integrated Development Studies. We heard about the Spiritual Metrics Listserv. We heard about the work of Kingdom Impact from James Waters, the work of IDO Research from Sarah Gray. We heard from Steve, our very own Steve, about the ARA faculty group, and from our very own David Bronkeman, the Christian Relief Development and Advocacy Journal. So much momentum in this space, and so many opportunities to collaborate and not go the road alone.
Yeah, I think if you think back to, you know, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, we were people who were coming into this space because we thought it was important. I don't know that, you know, there were a lot of people who cared at that point. And we've just been faithful year after year to sort of come and convene and say, hey, we hope that we can learn more. And because of that, people are starting to find this group and they're wanting to link with us and share with us. And it's exciting because there's different perspectives and ways of improving the conversation. And then you can actually just see the level of conversation being elevated through the passage of time.
And I think part of that is more and more we are all becoming aware of how multifaceted and complex this issue is, where, you know, there were common themes of common challenges and struggles. And some people who have experienced some struggles have thought through it. Others perhaps weren't even aware of it because they hadn't run into it yet. But each one of the points identified, and I think if we rattled them off, you know, we'd probably be able to think of at least 15 to 20 specific issues, right, that need to be thought through. And I think I agree with you, Rodney. I think we are at the beginning stage based on the fact that so many organizations have started this work and are gaining more experience or are running up against things, which, again, that's how you learn and how you develop theory and reflects back on practice. So creating this community where people can now throw questions out on any specific issue and then have help in thinking through them, it's pretty awesome.
And I think one kind of theme we were talking about as well was this concept really modeled by Jesus and by, you know, saints across history, like Saint Francis, that, you know, we want to be building circles and not pyramids. Mm-hmm. And one of the kind of ways that I think we walked that path today was that there was no one expert that came in and said, you know, really, this is the gold standard. It really was organizations being open and vulnerable to share what they were doing and how it was working and what they were learning. And that, I feel, is something I hope we can continue, even as organizations might grow and develop certain strengths. In this space, I hope that we continue to walk the road together and find these circles of learning that are going to help our work grow and ultimately bring glory to God and in the kingdom expand because we're submitting to one another and we're learning from one another and we're keeping the, as David shared at the end, keeping people first in terms of the people we serve and the way that they participate and input and are part of the conversation as well. Rebecca, you shared something in the session as well about kind of what that could look like in terms of a metaphor on a table. Could you share a little bit more about that? I feel like that's helpful here.
Yeah, absolutely. So thinking about acknowledging our own spheres of influence and stewarding the power and influence that we have, we can think that each of us are at different tables where decisions are made. It might be for our family, our neighborhood, our organization, our church, our community. So first, an encouragement to take stock of the tables where we are sitting, where we have voice. And then looking around and considering who's at the table and who's missing. Who are some people who may be impacted by decisions made at this table who are not present? And then thinking about what are ways to fill that gap. For those at the table, they could step away, go and talk to those missing, and then come back and share on their behalf. They could also pull up a chair and expand the table. Or they could say, hey, take my place. And I think each of us have opportunities to consider what faithful stewardship looks like of the influence we've been given, and are certainly needing the Spirit's discernment and gift of opening our eyes to see who is missing and how might we be invitational and even let go of privilege or power we've been given for the benefit of others.
I thought also, I mean, that goes along with that theme of humility that I also felt was quite present. I thought it was modeled so well, again, coming back to that session of what went wrong. And I remember, I think, again, it was you, Rebecca, when we were planning this, is kind of thinking about, could we get organizations that are well-established and really, really well-regarded, almost kind of as leaders, well, really as leaders in the field, to be the ones to share, right? And I thought that Lincoln and you modeled that so well by basically, I think, you know, showing that that you don't have everything figured out. Right? And even as Lincoln, I thought Lincoln, I was so thankful, made ICM, put ICM in the light of, you know, we're still confused, right? And I think that gives a lot of encouragement to others who perhaps don't have the resources of a HOPE or of an ICM. We're starting out to feel, well, you know, if they are at that stage, then yeah, we, you know, why don't we at least give this a try, right? So really appreciate you and Lincoln taking the not necessarily easy step of making yourselves vulnerable. I thought that was contributing so much.
I think that was another memorable moment when Lincoln talked about the question, well, are you guys a research organization or are you a ministry? And the struggle that implied with respect to how does research intersect and how do research arms of organizations intersect with programming and other elements of what the larger goal is, which is to bring people alleviation from poverty in the name of Jesus, in the various ways that happens. An unresolved issue probably for a lot of organizations.
I found the question very interesting around, is there some type of equivalent for the IRB in the nonprofit space? And hearing that ICM has, may not get the name exactly right, but like an internal ethics review board, that stood out to me as a very interesting area to explore, even peer accountability in terms of survey design and ethics among these organizations of, yeah, who's at the table representing the voices of those who will take these surveys.
Yeah, something that possibly could be followed up on, right? Like you said, even set up some kind of peer voluntary structure that people get access, right, to, hey, can you take a look at this? And so many things, right? So many exciting things coming out.
Hopefully someone with a sabbatical comes
in. I think one other element I want to bring in here too was, Rebecca, you had such a great way of kind of starting off the day, kind of grounding us in contemplative spiritual practice, and then kind of ending the day with that as well, just kind of keeping us centered. And you had some really great reflections for us on that too. I think those listening to the podcast could also benefit. Maybe if you could share a little bit more about what you shared with the rest of the group.
Sure, absolutely. So we started the day with a Visio Divina practice. Some may be familiar of Lectio Divina, where you're reading scripture and inviting the Spirit to speak to you. It's a, perhaps maybe described as a relational form of engagement with scripture, over more of a focus on studying the passage. It's really inviting the Spirit to speak to you through the passage, though those aren't always mutually exclusive. So Visio Divina is a similar practice with an image. So we looked at an image that had a sheep, a little lamb, caught in the mud, and in the background was a person running towards this little sheep. And we spent some time sitting with this passage and some things that we are sitting with this image, some things that we heard that stood out were that there was a sense of urgency in the shepherd running to the lost sheep, that we are all sheep caught in mud often. And this reminder that as we engage in this work, we are not the shepherd. And as we evaluate, it's like sheep to sheep evaluation and a grounding as we design surveys, administer them, collect data, analyze reports, remembering we are all sheep in need of a savior, in need of a good shepherd, and thankful that we have one who we know comes after us. So just this encouragement for us to walk in humility, recognizing we are not the good shepherd. We're not the protagonist of the story. As we evaluate spiritual metrics, we're seeing how God is at work first and foremost.
Yeah, and something you shared as well with the group along with that was that, you know, we cannot give what we do not have. And just this another theme that came out around, you know, how are we learning and growing and transforming by engaging with those who might be materially poor, but have things to teach us in the spiritual sense or in other ways as well? And like, how are we all transforming by engaging with the Spirit together? Rebecca went even as far to say, like, donors and people who are, you know, contributing financially to this work as well, how are they also part of this transformation process? So that, I think that was really powerful as well. Well, this has been fun to debrief. We hope that this gives anyone who wasn't able to attend a little bit of context, as materials are available online, PowerPoints and other things and that we had available to people in the room. We want this to be accessible to those who weren't able to attend. And we hope it just gives a bit more hunger to keep pressing in and keep engaging with us as we go on this journey together. And that, you know, hopefully you can attend in person next year. So thanks for listening. And thanks to the committee as well for sharing your views today.
Thanks for having
Thank you,
us.
Thank you, Brad.
Excellent. Thank you.